Quantum physics, relativity is all natural law. Now, here I have footnotes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, okay? And it explains my placement of this in this cell. Okay? In the above table, the placement of righteousness and awe under their respective column is merely grammatical. They should be reversed so that the theological meaning makes sense literally. That is, all of the universe descend to righteousness in human. Okay? So, in the universe, it should be all.
Yeah.
In human, it should be righteousness. So why do I have it reversed? Out of respect for Wan Tan Chang.
Mm-hmm.
Wan Tan Chang wrote it that way. I do not want to change him. So I write it his way. In today's, I'm sorry, Wan Tan Chang, I respect your spirit, but you made a little mistake here. Because all should belong to the universe, and righteousness belongs to human. Okay? Now, then Tao, Tao means the way, means natural law that governs the action of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
In human, it descends into moral virtue that governs human behavior. Alright? So that's Tao. Tao is correctly placed. Because they think about governing the universe and then governing the human. Right? That's their train of thought. Now we go to pran. A Hindu word pran means breath in Sanskrit. So prana is a life-giving force. Because the baby takes its first breath, now he has life. Right? So baby is the human. Air is the prana, is the universe. Now let's go to the word dham, number 4. Dham is now replaced by dharma, meaning cosmic law and order. Dham is also referred to as the teaching of the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
But in Hinduism, not in Buddhism now,
yeah.
In Hinduism it means duty, virtue, morality, even religion. Okay, Sanatha Dham, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Sanatha Dham just means what is the law that's upholding things. And it refers to the power which upholds the universe. But the same law which upholds the universe when applied to society, for human, means duty, virtue, morality, and religion. Okay? So that's Dham and Dharma. Hindus generally believe that Dharma was revealed in the Vedas. Although a more common word there for universal law or righteousness is Rita. So, in their tradition now, they use the word Rita. They don't use the word Dharma anymore. Maybe because the Buddhists have stolen their word or borrow it shamelessly, and Dharma is the teaching by the Buddha. Dharma is the teaching by the Buddha. So now they use the word Rita. Or should I say the word Rita is now popularizedly used in Hinduism. And although that is also an ancient word. What is important is originally Dharma means the framework or uphold. Okay? Now we move to number 5, which is the Hindu word calm. The word calm means action or deed. karma means action, work or deed as well, because this word has been like, yeah, over time has lost its original meaning, right? So the two words are no longer distinguishable. It also refers to the spiritual principle of cause and effect, where intent and action of an individual causes influence of the future of that individual. So it's cause and effect, right? So this is karma, it's a very common thing. I, as Buddhist or as Hindu, I don't need to explain this no more, right? This concept. Basically, it means fate. In brief, action, karma, produce a residue, or action and reaction. Action produce a reaction, called karma. And this reaction will happen either immediately, or over time, or over lifetimes. Now, number six here, I place the Tathagatagarbha under universe and Alaya under human. Now this one needs a lot of explanation. The placement of the two terms Tathagatagarbha and Alaya in the above table conforms, the key word is conform, to current mainstream Buddhist teaching. Which is in error. The mainstream Buddhist teaching is in error, okay? It's wrong. And this error probably as a result of corruption of the teaching after 1,000 years of broken lineage transmission. Especially the consciousness-only school. When you have one patriarch or one sage explain it wrong and that got transmitted down, then the wrong becomes a right. So I'm putting it, placing it like that, conforming to the current teaching today. Because that's what every Buddhist think. Okay? The correct placement should be Alaya under the universe column and Tathagatagarbha under the human column. The etymological explanation for rectifying this mistake are as follows. Let me give my reason for rectifying. The first explanation is that Tathagatagarbha is exclusively a Mahayana concept. This word Tathagatagarbha can also be translated as Buddha matrix, Buddha embryo, Buddha essence, and it literally means the womb of the thus come one, or the womb of the thus go one. And this womb is within all sentient creatures. That's what Garbha means. Actually, Garbha means the embryo, or the fetus, the unborn, okay, Garbha. And Tathagatagarbha means one that has come, or one that has gone. It's just the coming and going. But all of us are coming and going. See, every sentient being rebirth. So all of us are Tathagatas. Tathagata simply means coming and going. It doesn't mean Buddha. It just means coming and going. Okay? So, the unborn embryo containing the Buddha nature, Tathagata. Or the sentient who's coming and going and coming and going contains an unborn embryo. See, both ways you can interpret and both interpretation is doable. In short, it means the unborn Buddha, the potential for enlightenment in everyone. So, in short, we take the meaning to be unborn Buddha, the potential for enlightenment in everyone, then the word Tathagata will mean Buddha. The Gava means unborn Buddha. Okay?
I'm so sorry, we might be saying that again.
The word Tathagata refers to Buddha.
Yes.
The word Gava refers to embryo. So, Buddha unborn. Yeah, Tathagata Gava means Buddha unborn.
But we all are Tathagata.
Unborn. So you're not a Tathagata yet. You're just coming and going.
Yeah, then what means us?
Tathagata. Exactly. Tathagata just means coming and going.
Right.
We come in and going, come in and going, and we haven't been born yet.
Born what?
Born means
enlightened.
Enlightened.
Oh my God.
We are all Tathagata Gata. We are all unborn Buddha.
So if you say Tathagata Gava means we are not enlightened yet. But when you enlighten, what do you call?
Buddha.
Oh.
Don't use the word Tathagata anymore. That's why they have to invent a new word called Tathagata for this concept.
Yeah.
This coming and going and never be enlightened. So it's Tathagata Gava.
Unborn.
Right?
Yeah.
Some students ask, so what does Tathagata mean? But then some sage says, well, you're not yet born as a Buddha. Mm-hmm. So Tathagata means Buddha. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the teaching got screwed up.
Yeah.
Okay? Tathagata just means coming and going. Now Tathagata become
Buddha.
Yeah.
That's why that is so confused.
Yeah, they twisted.
Yeah, I read that story wrong. Because I should think Tathagata is a Buddha. Tathagata is us all the time. We don't even know.
Yeah. Well, actually, Tathagata is the job. You're already in the job, but you haven't born yet.
No. I'm correcting the mistake.
Yeah.
You are still using the wrong terminology, but the current majority understanding.
Yeah.
Look, my table is correcting that.